This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. It makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Down in New Orleans, they call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me. Oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. A suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim. Let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder poor boy who rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, then, fellas, they won't let me come down. I've done, and to charm that old house down in New Orleans that they call the rising sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
Oh, Doc and Richard Watson, their version of the House of the Rising Sun. Of course, the Animals, Eric Burdon and the Animals, made that a big, huge hit in 1964. Every guitar player, remember every guitar player, all you guitar players from the 60s, everybody wanted to go... Yeah, in the house of the rising sun. Eric Burden. Of course, before that, Bob Dylan recorded it, and he learned it from Dave Van Ronk, who didn't have a chance to record it before Bob Dylan recorded it. And Dave Van Ronk says that Bob stole his version, which, you know, that's kind of an interesting term in folk music. But anyway, he says Bob did that, and he resented that. And then when the Animals got that big hit, old Dave Van Ronk says he felt pretty vindicated. Took it right away from Dylan. House of the Rising Sun, tons of people have recorded it. And there you go. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Maher. This is Inland Folk, starting out with Doc and Richard Watson, grandfather and grandson. Both picking it real, real good. Doc could do it all the way up till he died. And I died at the age of 89, I believe. And he was still able to play just as accurately as he did when he was 30. Never really got started until his 40s in the 60s. And then that was when he began to play professionally. He was discovered by some folks and worked with Clarence Ashley and some folks like that, and wound up with the Dirt Band on their Circle album, and was really at that point well known in traditional bluegrass fields. The Dirt Band did it, put him into the pop thing. He had a bunch of pop type sounding albums that were just awful, and then went back kind of more into the acoustic bluegrass thing. Doc Watson and Richard Watson. And up next, and oh, I forgot to mention, this is Inland Folk for March the 8th and the 9th. My gosh, we're going to cook up into St. Patrick's Day weekend next week. Oh my goodness. Anyway, here's Dirk Powell. He's got a brand new album out. Steve Earle thinks it's great. I do too. Dirk Powell. Whoops, 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 whoops. That's not the one we want. We want this one. Instead, Dirk Powell.
Thank you. on your own grave. Baby, don't you wanna say,
I used to roll around this town,
burning memories where regrets all used to be.
I've been rolling around this town.
You know, I used to hear one of the big band leaders do this old song, St. James Infirmary. He had a right nice introduction on it, I thought. I'll show you how he started his version, and then Richard and I will show you how we start ours. When will I ever be happy? When will I ever smile? My baby went and left me, and she'll be gone a long, long while. Went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard sweet baby groan. Nobody down there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone. And as I was standing there a-grieving, my heart feeling just like lead, I know that she'd soon be leaving. How's a wishing that it was me instead? Went out to old Joe's barroom. Most of my friends were there, but nobody understood my trouble. I tell you, nobody seemed to care. When I got back to that St. James Infirmary, sweet baby on a long, low table. She was pale and so cold and white. And when I put my hand on her pretty face, it is cold like marble stone. And I know that no woman could ever take her place. Lord, it made me feel so she'd search this old world over. She wouldn't have found a friend like me. Give me my box back coat and my button shoe. When you've laid me down to sleep, put these old guitar picks right up in my lapel. And fellas, set this old guitar right down by my feet. Went down to the at St. James Infirmary. Heard my sweet baby groan. Nobody down there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone.
Gospel songs, old Doc. Old Doc doing it the way old Doc used to do it. My goodness me, picking just like he always did. This, I think, was the very last album that Doc Watson actually played in the studio with his grandson, Richard Watson. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. There were a lot of albums that when he got into his later years, after even long after working with T. Michael Coleman and Lawrence Taylor and all those guys. He did some albums with some folks, a group called Frosty Morning, and did an album with Mac Weissman. Did a couple of albums. Did a live album with Ricky Skaggs and a live album with Earl Scruggs. And anyway, that was a wonderful piece of work. And they did all that stuff. But he would appear occasionally, as a guest performer on other folks' albums. But the albums that came out in those later years were really interesting, but they were kind of obscure. And a lot of them were just playing some of the old songs over again, a little different style. But they still had amazing energy. Old Doc died a couple of years back in the summertime in July. Died the same year as Earl Scruggs, I believe. there you go. Dirk Powell rocking out. Dirk Powell, of course, has done bluegrass. He was with the Cajun group Balfa Toujours. And this album, he plays Cajun fiddle. He plays banjo. He plays all kinds of stuff. And he rocks on and he rocks out and he has a good time. Old Dirk Powell.
Fly wild, reckoning day. The redbirds cry and the blue ticks bay. The sun falls hard on a hot red clay that burns your boots like iron. Seams are weak on your flour sack dress. Hair piled high in a joyful mess. You wouldn't take nothing for the cool caress. One drop of sweat on your shoulder. Sweet, your hair hangs down in a winding sheet. Say goodbye to the wasting heat. The plains, the grand dominion. A lonely farm on a quiet trail. A log fence and a fresh cut bale. Or you might succeed or you might fail. With none but God's above you. Feel your spirit rise. Peel. Days are long in a rocky field. A few thin roads that'll barely yield enough to feed a family. She carried a pail so it never drips. The dipper passes all their lips. When it's your turn, you take a sip. You let the water heal you. Feel your spirit rise. Rush hour, traffic outside Hoover, Alabama, on a cold, rainy southern winter's eve. I pulled beside a pickup truck and trailer, home to a struggling family.
kids in the back seat. Mom riding shotgun had all faded with the day. The man was hauling his life's belongings. He glanced at me as if to say, write me a story with a happy ending, perhaps a chapter without strife. The tank's half full, but I'm running on empty from driving white knuckle all my life. Hands on the wheel as if the helm of a lifeboat, cast off in an economic sea. Adrift on the tide of a corporation's downsize, heading toward the reefs of poverty. His face was shadowed by years of cloudy weather. The glow of a gentle spirit still shone true. With little more than strong will and rock courage, he'd give his life to see his family through. Write me a story with a happy ending, perhaps a chapter without strife. The tank's half full, but I'm running on empty from driving white knuckle all my life. It was clear the things that really mattered were safely sheltered from the stormy nights. On the wings of angels, they rode into the future. There but for the grace of God go you and I. Write me a story with a happy ending, perhaps a chapter without strife. The tank's half full, but I'm running on empty from driving white knuckle all my life. Write me a story with a happy ending, perhaps a chapter without strife. The tank's half full, but I'm running on empty from driving white knuckle all my life.
That's a nice turn of phrase. Running on empty, driving white knuckle all my life. I've never driven, so I don't know what that's like. Good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to be back. We have to take a little bit of a break. Email me at D as in Daniel, maherwsu.edu, and I'll get back to you. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Love to talk. I actually wasn't giving the number for a while because, one, nobody was calling, but two, you know, it just felt kind of odd, but I've been doing that for years and years and years. That's my home phone. So give me a buzz if you want to talk. All righty. Inland Folk. Try this again. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. You just hold your horses because we have a lot more music to do. We are coming back with lots more music, okay? Hang on, because we're coming back. Thank you.
hadn't a care, I would climb any tree or take any dare. I was sent off to first grade where I learned to prepare, always living for someday, for something out there. I was told to be strong, taught how to win, how tears were for losers and to never give in, how to pledge my allegiance again and again, and that killing for country was never a sin. I was given my chores to earn my next meal. I was told what to think and how I should feel. I was ordered to stand while conditioned to kneel. Like a well-trained dog, I was brought under heel. And I danced, yes, I danced. I kowtowed and I bowed, I twirled and I pranced, yes, I danced. Oh, I danced, just a wandering victim of designed ignorance. From the bullies on the playground to a war left by France, from the great halls of ivy to the walls of finance, from the senseless destruction of my environment to the natives held hostage on the Indian lands. And I danced through the muck, I danced through the mire, I danced as though my immortal soul were on fire. And I'll dance for the basics that this life requires, until my sentence of dance has finally expired. Blood boil from a rage deep inside when you find out that the people you trusted had lied. Like so much baggage, they'll cast you aside and laugh at your fate for the strings that you've tied to your own hands and feet as a puppet and a prize of the beast with the buttons in his station on high. When you thought you were simply just trying to survive, does it help you to know that there's no place to hide? And you'll dance, yes, you'll dance, like a whirling dervish lost in a trance. Yes, you'll dance, oh, you'll dance, through the sweat and the toil, the love and romance. And you'll dance through the muck, you'll dance through the mire, you'll dance as though your immortal soul were on fire. And you'll dance for the basics that this life requires, until your sentence of dance has finally expired. Equal or beyond the call. The rights of the least are the rights of the tall. As injustice for one is injustice for all. And if one of us stumbles, all of us fall. And we'll dance, yes, we'll dance. We'll shake off the shackles of our own circumstance and and we'll dance. Oh, we'll dance. We'll leap up and speak up and seize up the chance, and we'll dance through the mud. We'll dance through the mire. We'll dance as though our immortal soul were on fire, and we'll dance for the basics that this life requires, until our sentence of dance has finally expired. And we'll dance through the muck, we'll dance through the mire, we'll dance as though our immortal soul were on fire, and we'll dance for the basics that this life requires, until our sentence of dance has finally expired, and will
you're never coming home. know it might be true, but I can't see how there's air to breathe in a
song that's been in writing for some time. My country's history weighing heavy on my mind. Where equality for all is just a long forgotten scrawl on the pages of the Lady Liberty. We sail tall ships across the raging sea, in search of homes where we could raise our families free. You heathen savages, be damned, we said we're claiming all your land in the name of Christian God and sovereignty. And with cross and Bible and stars and stripes we vanquished, baptizing with the scepter and the sword their native heritage erased. Left them little choice but to take their place in the land of virgin births and risen kings. And if I were God the Father and you crucified my son, I'd show you how forgiving I would be. I'd tell my servant Lucifer, open wide your gates of hell for the land of virgin births and risen kings. The state marched on with church's hallowed friend, one nation under God shouting amen, while the blood of African slaves was shed to give us this day our daily bread. 40 acres and a mule will never make amends. And we beat our bombs and armies out of plowshares, sent boys and girls to fight and die in vain. We sacrifice our children, but on Sunday all's forgiven in the land of virgin births and risen kings. And if I were God the Father and you crucified my son, I'd show you how forgiving I would be. I'd tell my servant Lucifer, open wide your gates of hell for the land of virgin births and risen kings. The fundamental preachers warn the end is near, while the coalition choir sings its hate and fear. They wear their crosses like a sacred truce or some kind of holy hangman's noose as they legislate away my freedoms held so dear. And the moralistic magistrates pass sentence on those protected by the Sermon on the Mount. Even now the least of my brethren burn to light the way for Christ's return to the land of virgin births and risen kings. And if I were God the Father and you crucified my son, I'd show you how forgiving I would be. I'd tell my servant Lucifer, open wide your gates of hell, by the land of virgin births and risen kings. And if I were God the Father and you crucified my son, I'd show you how forgiving I would be. I'd tell my servant Lucifer, open wide your gates of hell, by the land of virgin births and risen kings. They pray on high, they pray on low, while they pray on you and me, in the land of virgin births and risen kings.
take off the blindfold, bind the gag, unlock the chains of fear, remove the rags that block the truth, and let the women hear the shackled feet. Surely fall, but who can walk with love out of the deep unknowing dark into the radiant sun?
The party's over, dim the lights, empty the ashtrays of redundant. Dim the lights.
indeed, 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 and all those ghosts of voices in the night. Discuss another set of party games. Indeed, indeed. Well, what a good set. Jim Hind, best part of that set, I think, earlier in it, from his album, The Land of Virgin Birth and Risen Kings. Jim Hind, I believe, I'm not sure, but he may have died. Great songwriter, Jim Hines. I'll check on that. Already the Rankin family's in the background. You know what that means? It means we're done with the first hour. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on, because we're going to be right back. Hang on now.